This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to FUBAR Radio. I'm Harriet Rose, and it is wonderful weather on a Thursday, so we're feeling gassed. I hope you're all having a lovely day. It's not long till the end of work, so make sure you tune in for the next 2 hours, because we're going to be playing lots of brand new music. Plus, Alakai Harley is going to be in the studio in just a minute. The Ashton Jones Project are in the studio. Nikita Bassi's in the studio. Esther's in the studio. And Miss Shah is going to be finishing us off a little bit later. And we're playing new tunes from Kidda Kudz. Actually, there's so much new music out right now. Brockhampton have just dropped two new songs. We're going to be playing one of those. Yebba, who I've talked to you quite a lot about, who has got a sort of very soulful... she's from New York. She's a really, really powerful voice, and she could make you cry in about 5 seconds listening to her songs. We're going to play her brand new one, because she went very quiet after she did a So Far Sounds in New York, and everybody lost their minds about it. So everyone went to watch her, and she kind of stopped and didn't release anything. Came back when Mark Ronson decided to pop her on one of his tracks for his new album, and now she's out with her first sort of official single since she emerged about a year or two ago, and it's called Where Do You Go. So we're going to start the show on a bit of an emotive one, because which we don't usually do. We usually start with a banger, but I just love this song so much, and she's incredible. If you haven't checked her out, her name is Yebba, and it's spelled Y-E-B-B-A. And when I first heard, if you go online, you can Google her and find her performances at So Far Sounds. And funnily enough, I think they've taken off Evergreen, which was her sort of, that she did two, Evergreen and My Mind on So Far Sounds, but only My Mind's on So Far Sounds, but you can go and watch the other one. I think it's on Beats One or something, but she's so incredible and the lyrics are amazing. So take a listen to this. It's Where Do You Go, and go and check her out as soon as possible.
Spinning me around again, like a little girl in a pink dress. Oh, darkness was my only friend up until the moment we met. Oh, and I held you so close.
I go, what do I take?
Why is she called Yebba? I hear you cry. Well, because her name's Abby and it's Abby spelt backwards. Whoa, mind blown. Yep, her name's Abby Smith. And she just turned Abby right on round and it's now Yebba. She's actually got a Grammy Award as well, which I didn't realise. She's from now, how do you say Arkansas? Arkansas, is that how you say it? Why is it spelled Arkansas? Why is it spelled Arkansas? Listen, come on. She's from West Memphis in Arkansas. So she did backing on Chance the Rapper's SNL performance of Same Drugs in 2016. And then she debuted Evergreen, which was her first single, a year later. And then I forgot to mention that she's also on Ed Sheeran's new album on the Number 6 Collaborations project on Best Part of Me, which is a beautiful song. But don't listen to it if you're feeling in any way emotional, because you may or may not have a breakdown. Not talking from personal experience at all there. She's collaborated with everyone, though. Sam Smith she's done a track with. Obviously, I mentioned Mark Ronson and Ed Sheeran. She's got a big, big future ahead of her, and I'm very, very excited about it. She did it really cleverly as well, because when she sort of came out, I think everybody was trying to grab her, like get her in for interviews. And she just stayed really quiet because I think she was more interested in working on the music and then coming out and kind of doing it all and putting it out there before she chatted to people. Because I think there's that whole burning want of people wanting to get to an artist before they're big. And actually, if you kind of go in there and just pause and make the music and bring it out and then do it. I mean, the fact that she's collabed with so many crazy good people and she's literally, it's like her second single or third single that she's released. Big up to Yebba, backwards for Abby. Can't get over that, mind blown. Loads of exciting things happening. One of which, talking of another artist that I adore, Lizzo, might still qualify for the 2020 Grammys. And I think they're actually announcing in a couple of months or weeks. I can't remember which one it is. But Truth Hurts, which was released in 2017, is actually still eligible for a Grammy because her album has been submitted for Grammy nomination. So because that song is on the album, it might actually be in with a chance of winning. And to be fair, they actually have... there's actually quite a good chance that she might win. I mean, I can't... I'm going to look at it right now, but Truth Hurts was one of the best songs on the album. But if you haven't listened to it, the whole thing is absolutely mind-blowing. I mean, I really, really, really couldn't recommend enough that you go and take a listen, because she really goes through... There's pop, there's a sign of everything in that album. But also it's kind of rounded, so you don't feel like, oh, if I listen to this, I'm going to feel really overwhelmed or like it's too chill. It's got everything in there. But 6 weeks to go to the Grammys, and basically Truth Hurts might be up for a nom. And if she gets even a nomination, it's going to... I mean, she's already skyrocketed to success. Everybody is talking about her. 'Cause I Love You was such a big deal, the album when it dropped. But I think if she wins this, this will stratosphere her career into another level. And I just think she's really great, and I hope that she gets that, because I think she deserves it. So as I said, the Grammys is on the way. The other noms are going to be... this is just guesses, because obviously it hasn't been announced yet. Billie Eilish, Bad Guy. Ariana Grande... Oh, my God, I'm losing my voice. Ariana Grande, Seven Rings. Jonas Brothers, Sucker. Lizzo, Truth Hurts. Post Malone, Swae Lee, Sunflower. Khalid, Talk. And Cardi B, Bruno Mars, Please Me. Sam Smith and Normani, Dancing with a Stranger. It's weird, because actually, some of those songs, obviously, like Please Me, for example, is quite old. But it's obviously a year ago, but these are pop songs that get played and played and played. So by the point of actually being nominated, you're kind of like, yeah, it's a sick song, but I definitely can't be bothered to hear it again. Whereas Lizzo, Truth Hurts is a song I could listen to every day. I think she's up against some fierce competition, though. I mean, the fact that Billie Eilish, who is literally 18 years old, is nominated is crazy. I mean, this is amazing, looking at the lineup. Very excited to hear who's nominated and who wins and what goes down at the Grammys this year. It's going to be an exciting one. Also, big up to Lizzo for that. We've got some more new music for you now. And then we're going to get Alakai Harley in a sec. So Hamza has released a new EP, and this is a track off it, which I really, really like. It's called Sunday Morning. It's the first track, actually, off the Phases EP, which was released on the 8th of August. It's beautiful. Production by Grades, Levy Lennox, Rykes. And it's kind of like soulful, vibey music. Take a listen if you like incredible vocals and great production, because this girl's got it all. Hamza, Sunday Morning, something to bring you into the show slowly.
You make me feel like it's a Sunday morning. Whatever we do comes easy like we want it. And we can't turn forever off, cause we ain't got the pressure on us. You make me feel like it's a Sunday morning. Might seem like it took forever, but trust me when I say this one was easy. You think I need better, so baby, I need you to know.
You're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
In my heart that make my mind move like it's water. Flow into the moment and avoid the melodrama. Gotta breathe for a second, can't believe anybody still twisted. My whole team is supposed to be breaking with operating like specialists. One to the two to the who are you sitting out projections with prejudice. My attention to detail is a skill, a classic impression. So the lesson is a prerequisite, it's irrelevant to my standards. It's a deficit in your sentiment, you better learn to mind your manners. My whole truth is going bananas. Try your steps out of my juggle. You can try taking no chances. We won't help you guys if you stumble.
Send them out, set a feeling trippy, dog. You need to help you sit it out. I don't know my partner, I was couple bands. Send them out, set a feeling trippy, dog. You need to help you sit it out.
up a bezel.
Watch your back, and don't leave your dough. Crack, if he slither through your space, and watch it all collapse. Watch your back, don't leave your dough. Crack, slither through your space, and watch it all collapse.
If you wanna feature, we can figure it out. Wanna color for your album, we can figure it out. Are you not invited the boys who call it your rollout? Then you copy paste, hardware from the BH house. I always got some in the same when you take food from my mouth. I bet my mommy from a knit into the deer and now. They say we hold you one and when I need to figure it out.
In the house, couple bezels in the mouth. Set it for the trippy dog, you need to help you sit it out. I don't know my partner house, couple bezels in the mouth. Set it for the trippy dog, you need to help you sit it out.
Waste your breath, watch the tone though. Take you to the dojo, roll up my doja. Sticky fingers at the door, bruh. Jehovah, you whole bitch. Witness sadistic shit will come again next time I take my belt off. Spank it, back kid, bad seed. Not me, got beef. I need body, black out from rage. Childproof my pockets, don't need the options. Romanticizing what I do if I ain't stop me. Can be off me, tread lightly.
If you pray right, what a banger. Alakai Harley, welcome back to FUBAR Radio.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Honestly, lovely to have you. You came in on Michael and Marcel's show before, yeah. Didn't you? Did you have a good time?
That was amazing.
Did they look after you?
Yeah, they did.
This show, I'm going to have to talk straight away about what we've just been chatting about. Notting Hill Carnival.
Yes.
The Red Bull stage.
Yep.
Like an iconic stage in an iconic carnival, an iconic moment for London, actually. Yep. Really exciting. How are you feeling ahead of... It's next Saturday, right?
It's next Sunday.
It's next Sunday. Sorry. Next Sunday. Sunday, Monday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it's like Adults Day and then Kids Day.
Yeah, sort of thing.
But neither of them ever differ.
No, they don't. It's only if they're wearing costumes.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about how you're feeling.
I'm feeling really excited. I'm going to be with Tony Matron. It's going to be us, our hot shots after Dark Sound System.
Sick.
So it's going to be sick. I'm just like, you know, I feel like it's going to be sick. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's still a bit of pressure and it's like, but I'm excited and I think everyone should roll out. It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be amazing.
One for the books.
And we are going to will that sun to shine.
Yes, we are. And even if it's not shining, we're going to have a good time.
I feel like you would not even bat an eyelid if it was pouring with rain. I think you'd just be there.
Yeah, I think I'll be fine.
Yeah. Like, because like you were just saying with live sets and stuff, even when things go wrong... You have to just like, it's you. You're there to you're there to make it happen.
Exactly.
Does that feel like something before you go on stage? Do you kind of get that feeling of like, oh, this, like, I guess a heavy pressure?
Mm-hmm. I think definitely, but I think every artist gets that.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I just kind of pray. And the ones I prayed, I'm just like, it's supposed to end how it's supposed to end. I just make sure I give it everything I've got on that stage. I can't leave and be annoyed with my performance because the only person I can blame is myself.
Yeah.
You know, so I just go out and shell regardless.
And in terms of it being Carnival, obviously very iconic.
Yep.
And a festival that I think is very full of love.
Yep.
You know, Carnival is full of love and it's full of people who enjoy music.
Yeah,
Most importantly. Is it something that you've gone to a lot over the years and now you're about to like headline the Red Bull stage, and it's just like a bit nuts.
That sounds so nuts. It's so crazy. You know what's funny? I'd only been to Carnival 1 year before that, before 2017. 2017 was the first time I performed at Carnival.
Yeah.
On Rampage stage, and then obviously we had 2019. Yeah, you know I mean 2018. Sorry, 19. But you know, 19's coming actually. Yeah. So yeah. only twice realistically, and then I went once before. So I wasn't a really Carnival goer. But since 2017, and actually going there, obviously I haven't gone and been, you know, got to mingle.
You've been,
but like,
yeah.
It's the vibes, it's actually mental.
You've kind of had crazy. Your induction has been on a different level, because it's like you're not roaming down the streets. Yeah.
Except, like I said, there was 1 year though, but that 1 year it was pouring with rain. And I remember I was in costume and they didn't have my bottoms or my top, one out of two, but I was in costume and it was like, obviously you got not paint. I didn't have paint on me. Some people had paint on them though from the morning. And I had all the glitter and stuff and the way, but it was a different kind of pool. It was like rain, like we were swimming, and like I started caring at the start, and then I realized everyone around me didn't care.
No,
I'm the only person trying to be cute right now, and the minute I let go, we were just dirty. We were just there, like, as in when I'm saying dirty, I mean hygiene-wise.
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah.
Mud and all of that stuff, yeah. And just brocking out, skinning out all the way, and it was good, a great time.
But I think once you let go,
yeah,
you can't enjoy yourself. And I guess, in a way, that's kind of what you're saying about your live show, is that, like, you just got to let go and have a good time.
Let go so you can enjoy yourself. Facts.
Yeah, because if you're sat there on stage being pissed off about how wet it is, you know, no one's having a good time. But I feel like that's an energy that you don't ever bring anyway when you perform.
No. I try not to, except for when it's actually wet on the floor, because that's the problem.
That's scary.
The problem is, because my problem is not slipping in front of everyone, because that goes viral. I've got the music to back it for me. That's cool. That part, no, me cheat, that part's cool. But what I'm scared of is the pain.
Yes.
For me pulling something.
Yeah.
It's like,
also your bum, I need to continue. It would hurt.
Exactly, and I need to continue performing. So that's the problem. I don't want to hurt myself before I finish.
And we've all seen all of the stars fall. Yeah. We've seen Madonna get whipped off stage.
Yeah.
We've seen Beyonce bow down. We've seen it all.
The fan, and then she sang about, she's a G. Sang about the fan.
But yeah, I mean, that's the point. You got to own it when it happens, you know? So you're off to the studio after this to kind of finish off stuff for Saturday, but also working
for Sunday.
On Sunday. Why do I keep saying Saturday? Do you know what it is? It's because I've been to, like, every weekend has been a festival for me. Yeah. This whole summer, and it's always every Saturday. I'm going to a festival.
Yeah.
But because Carnival isn't really a festival. It is in terms of what it is. Yeah. It's like music, but it's not. It's a.
Yeah.
It feels very. Put it this way. It feels very naughty to be out on a Sunday.
Wow. Kind of. Little bit.
Even though I don't have a normal job where I get up.
But it's still just.
But it's still like, ooh. Yeah. I'm out on a Sunday. Yeah. I'm so crazy.
That's why we enjoy it so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sunday and Monday.
And I enjoy it too much, and that's the problem.
Oh wow.
Let's talk a little bit about the remix too. I mean, oh my days, Kojo Funds.
Yes.
What? But also, as soon as it dropped, everybody went nuts. You went to Jamaica to
shoot
Jamaica. The vid, which was, by the way, is beautiful.
Thank you so much.
You must have had the most incredible time, because it's going, obviously it's going back to your roots as well. So did that hold a special place in your heart?
Definitely. The first time I shot a video was for Nardan. And so then to come back and shoot, when I shot Nardan, it was the first time I went back to Jamaica since I came here when I was younger.
Really?
So going back the second time now to when I did Rushing, it was just like, yeah. I'm here, and I just felt good, and, you know, really empowered. It's always great.
And the fact that it's like such a, it's a 360 in the sense that, like, you're coming all the way back, but look at what you've done in that time.
Exactly.
That is crazy.
That's what it was for me. That's what it is.
But I mean, like, in terms of the actual process, I'm just trying to make sure that we've got the right, there it is at the top. With Rushing, like, what made you kind of put the remix out? How did you get involved with Kojo? Like, what was the process? Was it all sort of like, because I know sometimes it comes through managers.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a link up. Like, how did it all happen?
This one is kind of a bit of a, it's kind of both ways actually, because I did the Kojo tour, the Golden Boy tour. Mm-hmm. So I was on tour with Kojo for all the dates. And he was just so, like, lovely to me, like, just making sure I was good. You know, I was a support act, and not every artist actually cares what the support act's
doing. Sometimes you don't even meet them.
I mean? I'm trying to say. But he, like, really, really cared, and he was just really lovely about it. And you could tell that he actually wanted me there to support. And then from there, he actually said, like, let's get something done.
Yes.
And, you know, I'd rush in, and then not too long after that, it could have been a week, and we was in the studio doing Rushing. We were back in the studio together, and we'd finished it. We went to Jamaica, so everything was shot in Jamaica anyway. It was the remix was shot there all at the same time, and then obviously we dropped the record, and then we dropped the remix, and it's just dope, man. Just shout out to him as well, because he doesn't have to, and he really, you know.
But the thing is, as well, as I do, because that's the thing, is I don't like to always ask, you know, artists, because I know obviously you've supported Kojo and Shaka, and like
I have.
You don't always want to say, like, Is that, did what you hook like? Up? Yeah, because sometimes it's like, oh, we didn't really talk and like, because sometimes it can be a bit difficult, but it's really nice to hear that he came and was like, yeah, let's put something together.
No, he was lovely. He was lovely about it.
Well, you can really, you can kind of tell from the video that you guys vibe. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
I think he thinks I'm annoying. That's cool. Not like loves me, loves like as in,
yeah, but we're everyone's
young
annoying.
One, you know that young one that's just like, oh, she's so cool. So annoying. Like, I can be very
energy.
Annoying. Exactly. I think that's what it is. I'm just like, yeah, it's not every day he was,
But that's what you have to be in this, like, kind of line of work.
Yeah,
like,
I can't help it. I'm crazy.
In terms of, like, meeting people, like, obviously the Kojo tour and everything, you're getting a lot of new fans from doing those support slots. Did you see a real kind of switch when you did both of those in terms of getting new fans and people coming in and hearing your music for the first time?
Definitely, for both the Shaka tour and the Kojo tour. 100%. I think it's always like that, though, when you go on stage, you know? Like, even if that's not their style of music, like, you can draw on people. I mean, entertainment is entertainment. If you're entertained and you draw them in, and now they're fans. So definitely, like, I see the difference in the growth and, like, people that remember and, you know, and then become your fan because, you know, so definitely.
But I've seen you perform, really help. I've seen you perform live a few times and you've got a real powerful energy on
Thank
stage.
You so much.
And I think that is... Even, I mean, I really like your music, but even, as you say, even if someone is not tapped into the genre or not tapped into the kind of the vibe, I mean, you can't not watch and you can't not have fun because it's positive.
I try.
You know what I mean? No, it's positive. It's happy. It's like, also it's a bit sassy and like funny. The lyrically, like, you know, you go everywhere with
it. Yeah, thank you so much.
No, it's a lot of fun to see and it's nice to see the progression as well and how exciting it's getting for you.
Thank you very much.
In terms of like other artists as well, obviously getting in the studio, I know that in terms of writing and stuff, you jump in the studio with people. Is there anyone that you're looking to, like, I really want to work with that person, I'd love to support them, I'd love to do a track with them? Because I know that in the industry right now, there's so many people, girls as well, smashing it.
There's 100%. There's so much people smashing it at the minute, actually. I always say Butcher Banton, I need to put this out there because he needs to hear, and I don't know where he is listening. He might be listening here. So,
he might be.
Butcher is definitely someone that I want to work with. Wretch is someone I want to work with also. Phenomenal. I think he's absolutely amazing. It's so crazy because I'm yet to like actually do something with like in terms of like the females that are really shutting it down now.
I really want to see you do something with
who are you gonna say?
Well, basically, because obviously there's a lot of I really liked when Steph, Mabel and Ray did a track.
Oh, that was sick.
Because there was three girls on one track, all from London.
Yeah,
and I felt like that vibe and that energy was really sick, so I want to see that more, like multiple girls you know, getting in the studio together and making a track, and like I do think someone like Mabel or Ray would be sick.
That would
because
be sick
a vocal
that.
Next to it would be like just a different kind of vocal and different kind of energy.
Definitely, 100%. I think definitely for me, Ray Black would be.
Oh
as
my
well.
God, yeah,
and Banks.
That is exactly like. Oh my God, that would be. See, that's it.
I feel like
Ray Black, you, Miss Banks.
Yeah, I feel
boom.
Like that works as well. That would really
the energy click. As well. There.
I just don't like. For me, the only thing is that, you know, with the whole female thing, when they do that, different people. I don't want it to be like, oh. And my gosh, girl power. Like, that is what it is, but like we don't have to like really say just like smother it all over there because then it becomes like cheesy.
Yeah.
So I want it to be like, forget the gender for a second. Obviously people are going to talk about it, but not like state it, you know what I mean? Like, just make it an amazing, it's a hit.
So,
and it's a hit because it's a hit, not because we're girls.
But that is really interesting what you've just said, because a lot of people feel like that. In turn, like I'm a DJ, but I call myself a female DJ because it's putting me in a niche that like is beneficial for me. But it's interesting that you don't want to use that niche because you're like, nah, we're just good quality performers and artists.
Yeah, because I feel like I'm not being funny. Like, obviously with me, I'm very like I understand. Obviously, there's all about growth, and that's just what I believe in, growth and taking it all the time. However, I'm 100% sure I can spin a lot of men. That's a fact.
Yes, yes.
So it's like, and this is what I know. I know this with all my heart. Like, I know it, we know it, you know it too. So it's just like, when it's like, it's very easy to put it into this female thing to take the pressure. But it's like, no, I want all the smoke. Like, let's really just actually put me in the world of people, human beings. You know what I mean? And put us all in the same race because I can still win. Like, and that's just going for war, females. I feel like we can still win regardless. It doesn't have to be that we have to have our little section of females and males. Nah.
That's, I didn't even want to talk then for a sec because that is so, no, but it just really is, it's inspiring to hear you speak like that because you're totally right.
Yeah.
There's nothing about what you're saying that is incorrect. Like, there's nothing wrong with, with promoting female empowerment and being, because, like, it's totally good. I definitely do it. I talk about the fact that I'm a female DJ or whatever. But actually, going into the realm where what you're actually basically saying is, I could go up against anybody irrelevant of their gender and I could fucking bring it.
Yeah.
But also, it's just irrelevant. Don't, like, make it a factor in this situation. It's not girls versus boys.
Exactly.
It's me versus you. You know, not literally me, but not me versus you, because
I know
I will lose.
No, don't say that. Reggie, no, it's the way you said it when you say it. He was like, I like that line. I need to find out for a while. It's not girls versus boys. It's me versus everyone. I'm joking. It's not that. I'm just bannering. But you know, anyone with sense gets what we're trying to say, basically.
But it's a really good, and it's a great thing to hear from you. And it's just great to see where your career is going, because it's just going strength to strength.
Amen.
What's the dream for kind of the next year? Like, where do you see Ooh. Yourself next year? Is there something specific you want to achieve by next year?
I want to get awards, you know. Yeah. I do want to be in the charts, definitely a top 10.
Yeah.
Number one would be great.
Yeah. But let's shoot for number one.
You know, but regardless, for me, I feel like I can't tell you what I want for next year. I know people are supposed to put out goals and stuff like that. Every time I go to do it, I'm just like, oh, I don't have the time. And then I forget and blah, blah. And I forget where the paper is that I wrote it on. So it's just like long. But I know what I want for, like, the end. I know that sky's the limit. And I'm just going to keep going and going and going and going. There's no like, oh, I want to do that. I just want to go as much as I can.
And you're loving it still as much as 100%. You did when you started.
100%. Sometimes even more. Like 100%, 100%. I'm always reminded. It's just, I just love it. I actually love this. Mm-hmm. I really do.
And it's, if you didn't, there is hard sides of it, isn't there? So if you didn't love it, you wouldn't be able to do it, would you?
Exactly. I would definitely not be doing it at all if I didn't love it. I feel like this is the only thing I've ever really wanted to do, though. This is the only thing I've ever put anything into. It's always been music. I don't know, like, I literally sleep it, wake up in the morning, music. So it's just like, I just love it. Just me. Music's me and I'm music.
And I know you've only just dropped the Rushing Remix, but can you give us any hints about what's coming next?
Oh,
because I know a girl like you has got bare bangers coming out.
Oh, gosh, you're making me shy.
Yeah.
Shy girl.
I want them to be, okay, that's, hold on. I feel like they're bangers.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be putting them out if they didn't feel like they were.
Yeah.
But I just want the world to be happy and they're going to hear them, and I just want them to be skinning out like how I was in the studio when I was making them. We do have an EP coming.
Yeah.
EP coming in September. It's called The Red Room Intro, Yard Gal in a Britain.
Oh my God.
I really want to make it a statement of who I am, which is the Yard Gal in Britain. The Jamaican girl in Britain. You know?
That is so exciting.
Yeah, very.
And I love the idea that it's going to be a statement about who you are, because we want to know more about who you are. Thank That's you. Why, like, fans and stuff, we love your music, but also we want to know about you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
What about, have you put quite a lot of, is it personal?
This one is not personal. That's a lie. It's not emotional.
Yeah, it's personal to you, but it's not emotional.
Everything about it is personal. I feel like in all my music is personal. Do you know what I mean? And I feel like it will be like that even if writers come along down the line and we go back and forth. I always have to imprint something personal in there that connects me to the song, because I just can't feel it if it doesn't. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unless they actually sat down and watched my life and written about it. That's a different story. But everything's very personal. It's bubbling music. It's wine up your skin.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, things keep changing. So it's like, even though it's in September, I don't know, this week I might go to the studio right now to finish up the thing for Carnival. We might do something and we'll be like, oh my gosh, this has to go on the EP. And then before you know, we have an emotional song.
Yeah. And then by the time we get there, it's four like crying bangers. Like, and I'm like, she lied to me. I'm crying my eyes out here.
Nah, trust me, Skin Out Music is full of vibes. You're gonna really enjoy it.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm also just excited for everything to come, and then hopefully some more live dates, like announcing after
there you go. We shall be. I'm assuming so.
Yes, mate. I'm so excited.
Look out for that.
Also, looking forward to a headline tour after that.
That's what I'm saying. Headline tour.
That's what I want to see. If you could pick anyone you know that's up, is there any up and comers that you'd love to come and support you on that?
Oh, it's up and comers. Let me think. I wish you'd asked me this before so I could have written them down, because I stay on Instagram.
Don't worry. Yeah.
To come and support me.
You need to start thinking about it, Burbs.
Yeah, but no, because you know what? I know people that I'd want to come and support me, but I wouldn't. I'd say we're kind of coming up together.
Yeah, that's like, the I'm thing. Still coming up. Yeah,
so, yeah. I don't want to say that person's name. That person. They might be the person does it, but then calling them up a comer, and it's like kind of.
But we're all. You know? I just said we all. I'm not an up and comer. I'm not involved in the music industry. But everyone is at the moment. Like it's just a new movement of like exciting young artists that are making a move and being in present and being in the moment.
But I think I don't know. I can't think of anyone off the top of my head right now. Next time you call me in,
well, when you come in to promote the EP,
there you go. I'll have someone. I have lots of people.
I'm gonna be quizzing you about this.
There you go.
It's been so lovely to hang out.
Oh, is it amazing?
I hope Carnival goes well on Sunday.
Thank you so much. It will.
I'm gassed to see this show because I feel like you've got rehearsals tomorrow.
Yep.
You're going to work it all out on stage.
I do. Yes, I am.
Make it all work and get yourself into a nervous frenzy ahead of Sunday.
Yep.
That's what it's all about.
I'm going to be good, though. I'm going to be good.
You're going to be better than good. It's going to be amazing. Also, by the way, your eyeshadow is just stunning. I can't stop staring at it.
Have you noticed that it's the flag?
Yes, it's the Jamaican flag.
I'm born in Jamaica, guys, and I'm currently repping.
And she's repping with the EP. She's repping this weekend at Carnival. She's going to rep.
Yes, I'm ready.
It's going to be sick. I'm very excited. Alakai, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
We're going to play Rushing now. Yes. Is this is it the remix or is it the original? It's the remix. Is it the remix? Oh, no, it's not. Oh, sad days. But we'll play the remix next week instead.
Jeez. All right, say no.
I don't know what I want. I don't know it. I don't know if I'm coming or going. Not you welcome, they're born, they what? No means say you're welcome in my flat. Pretty face, but me heart on block. Me did a call on the phone, but you never call back. You want sponge up a girl, you can't sponge up for me. I'll be real, boy, this loving ain't free. Like, hold up, remember when you used to love me? Like, hold up, I'm steady reminiscing about when I was rushing, rushing, rushing. Rushing, rushing, rushing. Rushing for your loving. Rushing for your loving. Rushing, rushing, rushing. Drop top. She says she see one girl in the bar. On there for this same girl you are. Bad girl pop off this, you get real. We was old school at Shirley and Phil. Now hold up, remember when you used to love me? Like hold up, I'm steady reminiscing about when I was rushing, 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 rushing.
What a mega babe. That was such a banger. Thank you to Alakai Harley. Ashton Jones is here.
Hello, hello, hello.
How are you?
I'm very good. I'm very good, but I'm hungry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's not your fault. I'm trying to lose some weight.
Oh, I hate that.
I've got a wedding in September in Santorini.
Are you getting married?
No, I'm not getting married.
Oh, okay.
No, forever single.
Forever single.
My friend's wedding in Santorini in September, and they're all really good looking.
Right.
And I was trying to lose some weight for it.
You're good looking.
Well, I know, but they've got really good bodies and stuff, and I'm not one of them. I'm not a gym monkey. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they all
do. You mean
really
a
good
gym bunny? I think they call them gym bunnies.
Is it? Is it gym bunny?
Yeah.
I'm not one of them either.
No.
But
none of the animals in the gym.
No gym animals.
No.
No.
No gym. Zero gym animals.
So yeah, I was trying to get nice and cut, but I had a big stag do last weekend in Germany, 4 days. And
oh, Germany, there's a lot of meat and bread.
And beer and stuff. And I was in Spain this week as well. So,
oh, you're living the life.
I know, I
were
know.
Were you working in Spain? Or
no,
you...
I wasn't. I was just taking a 4 day break.
Love it.
Out there.
Yeah, you need one after a stag, do you know?
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I'm kind of, I think I'm going to just embrace it now and just, everyone's going to look like they've just come out of Love Island and I'm going to look like DJ Khaled, I think.
Well, but, listen, DJ Khaled is sexy, so
is.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'm cool.
No, no one is like, no, I just don't. I think eat the food you want to eat.
Right.
Because you don't want to be coming to no radio show interview for hungry, you know?
This is true.
This can never happen again.
Again. Next time, when you see me, 25 stone, yeah?
Yeah, but you're going to be...
Happy.
Happy. You're going to be happy and you're going to be smiling. I mean, you're smiling now, so you seem really happy.
I'm happy.
Despite being starving.
I mean, I'm going to have dinner later on with a friend. So,
good.
You know, I'm looking forward to the free courses, to be fair.
Yeah, yeah. I eat a lot. So I go to the gym quite a lot so that I can eat more.
Yeah.
Because that's how I work it out. I'm like, if I work out, then I can literally have a full second, another meal on top of like the meals that I've already.
I know exactly what you mean. You service a bad diet with exercise. That's
correct.
That's what I do.
Correct.
That's what I do. I think to myself, okay, I've had a donut and I've had a chocolate bar and I've probably had another donut.
Yeah.
Now I need to go and run around for 15 minutes.
What's
20 minutes.
Your favourite donut?
I like Krispy Kremes.
Oh, mate. I just like the plain ones.
Yeah. The glazed.
Yeah.
Cheese on bread. I love the glazed ones.
Oh, my God.
The
cheese
ones with the
on
jam.
Bread, you just said. Was that your version of cheese?
Yeah. That's a Jamaican thing. It's a Jamaican thing.
Cheese on bread is
cheese
my favourite.
Cheese on bread.
By the way, cheese on bread is my favourite thing in the world. So
yeah.
You just hit the spot for me.
What do they call it in Wales?
I don't know.
Welsh rarebit, isn't it?
Welsh rarebit,
yeah. That's it. Yeah.
One of the producers here is a Welsh person.
Okay.
She's
cool.
Listening. Shout out, Abby Weaver. I hope you like Welsh rarebit.
Big up, Abby.
Welsh rarebit actually is yummy.
Yeah.
But doesn't it have something else in it, like meat or mum? No. My mum's in there, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, she's come to watch.
Hello, mum. Hi.
Hello, mum. Her name's Janet.
Janet.
Just cheese. There's something with meat in it that's cheesy. Maybe it's a meat sandwich. Who knows?
Maybe it's a burger with cheese on top.
My producer's in my ear going, cheese and ham toasty. I'm like, I know what a fucking cheese and ham toasty is. Thank you. Anyway, Ashton, babe.
Yes.
You are making some beautiful music right now.
Oh, thank you very much.
Your voice is like next level funk soul, like gorgeousness.
Thank you.
Did you always sing like that? Did you have to train or did it come out? Were you, you know, before you hit puberty and your voice is higher, was it even still like that then?
It was high.
It was high.
It was high back then.
And was it high and like it just fully formed at a young age?
I mean, it wasn't fully formed. It was high. But then you spend the next sort of 5, 6, 7 years seasoning it up.
Yeah.
You know, getting it real nice and getting that nice depth to it. So, yeah.
Everything that Ashton says revolves around, you just said seasoned.
I think you've got the measure in me, do you know what I mean?
No, because you don't know how much, like, Nat said to me the other day, I had another guest, I did a takeover with someone, she went, don't worry, you're going to get on really well, because she really likes talking about food as well. That's what I'm worried about. We're just going to talk about food for 15 minutes, and we're not going to talk about music.
I mean, whatever, you know.
No, I want to talk about your music. But afterwards, we should spend 2 hours talking about food.
I'm up for that.
Talking of food, your new album is going to be, well, it is called Toast.
What a segue.
Was that... I'm not even joking. His new album is called Toast. I think there is 2 pre-order tracks available, am I correct?
The whole album is available to pre-order now.
No, but the tracks you can get on the pre-order is, there's 2 of them.
Yeah, you can
the
get...
The Prelude and...
We did an EP in May, which has 3 tracks on it. And then we released another single last month called Hard Work Dedication. So
which is
actually,
what we're going to play today.
Yeah, so there's a few tracks already released that's on the album as well.
Which is nice because you can pre-order it and there's a gorgeous special edition vinyl.
Listen, it's a transparent amber vinyl.
Yeah, because when I saw it, I first thought it was like, basically I really like vinyl and it's a dreamy disc colour.
Would you like one?
Oh my God, more than life
I'll
itself.
Send you one. I'll send you one.
Will you send me some toast as well with
yes.
it?
Yes. Yeah. Some real toast, yeah?
Yeah.
Might be a bit soggy by the time it gets to you.
Nah, listen. Toast is toast, man.
Toast is toast.
How do you like your toast? This is genuinely one of my questions that I wrote down.
How
before
do you
I
like
even.
Your toast in the morning. I like mine with jam.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, jam.
Jam, peanut butter.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on.
No.
What about Marmite?
Yeah. Bovril is my preferred.
I've never had Bovril.
Mate, blow your mind.
Is it?
Blow
is
your
it serious?
Mind.
Is it?
It's like Marmite on steroids.
Wow.
You know, like people on steroids, but Marmite.
It's intense, is it?
It's intense and really aggressive and got a short temper. No. No, it is just really yummy, and you should definitely.
I want to try it when I leave here before I go to dinner. Can I pick up some Bovril?
Mate, do it. So yeah, let's talk a little bit about your story, because you released a self-titled EP this year, at the beginning of the year.
Yes.
Let's talk about that first. Mm. So obviously, because you're releasing this, I mean, it's 2019, you're cracking on and releasing the album September the 13th. It's
yes,
coming out.
That's right.
So you've done a lot in 1 year.
Yeah, well, we've been writing and recording for like 2 years.
Yeah.
And this is our first stuff. Mm-hmm. And I wanted it to make an impact, you know. So we were going to release the album just with everything on it, but we thought, no, we need to stretch it out a bit.
A taster,
you know?
A toaster.
Give people something to look forward to. So we released an EP. We played Cheltenham Jazz Festival that weekend when we released it, to get some extra, you know, people on it and that. It was playlisted by Spotify, which was cool.
Which is amazing and a very important thing, because you've got great figures online, like people listening figures and also viewing figures of the like on YouTube and stuff.
Yeah, so when it was playlisted, it was on the Funked Up playlist, which has like 250,000 people on it. So
just a casual quarter of a mil.
Just a casual quarter of a mil. So we got, I mean, I thought when I first did it, I was like, listen, if 100 people listen to it, I'm going to be happy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because no one knows who I am.
Yeah.
You know, but we're up to like 150,000 now. 150,000 streams in a couple of months, so it's good.
And how did that make you feel?
Really cool. Do you know what I mean? Just happy, but also apprehensive in the sense that we've got an album, and I hope it does as well. I want something to be played from that as well, you know.
Well, this is your debut record as well. This is an important moment in your life,
right?
Does it feel? Does that pressure kind of transcribe to you, or have you kind of like breeze through it and you're just letting it all come to you?
It feels seminal, but
yeah.
in the same breath, you know. The way I think about it is, listen, it's your first album. Mm-hmm. Some people do 2, 3, 4, 5 albums.
50.
Do you know what I mean? Before they even get noticed by anyone. So I'm happy that it has done, the stuff we put out so far has done as well as it has done. And I'm hoping that what we do now will also be as well received.
And it's, you've got to kind of describe, for those who haven't heard you before, it's like incredibly soulful, but really reminiscent of like the 70s, like, but also of icons like James Brown. Like, you have got that energy. When I listened to your vocal when I first heard the tracks, I was like, in many ways your vocal is not modern, but the sound is modern. Your vocal, yes, is like being you could mistake it for somebody, you know, from that time.
Yeah. Yeah, James Brown is my absolute idol.
Yeah.
He's the guy.
He's the main guy.
He's the main man. But also Earth, Wind & Fire, Michael Jackson, Rick James, Stevie Wonder, George Benson.
Just a few unknown artists.
Do you know what I mean? But those are the people I listen to. So like, the whole album is really a celebration of all of those influences.
And this is quite new for the UK, because we do love soul, funk, infused music.
Mm.
You know, we love kind of... Everybody loves it, but it's not necessarily what's in the charts.
Right.
But right now, it's starting to become in the charts, and people are, because it's very big in America, obviously.
Right.
And now it's starting to take over here, and we're kind of getting a much more bigger influx of genres, soul, funk, that classic genre.
Soul, funk, jazz. I think there's a huge gap for it, actually. I think the appetite has always been here, because people like Prince and Earth, Wind & Fire and Stevie have always been popular here, really popular here.
Yeah.
And I think we saw with Bruno Mars,
yes,
when he did his 24 Karat Magic album.
Because that was so cleverly poppy as well.
It really was. It was 90s, but it also had throwback to the 80s and 70s as well.
Yeah.
And I think people lapped it up.
Yeah.
And it's ready. People are primed for it.
Well, I think they are. And also in the UK, I think we really... I play a festival that we have a lot of like sort of funk vibe music. And the live, having it live is just like another level.
Well, there's 9 of us in the band. Yep. So wherever we play...
It is an impact.
It's big.
Tell us a little bit about like kind of the vibe and energy that you bring when you perform live.
Well,
so there's 9 of you in the Ashton Jones
project.
There's
9 of us. We've got a full horn section, percussion, drums, guitar, everything, right? Me, myself, as a front man, I'm quite electric when I perform. And I like to put a lot of energy into it, you know? And it lends itself to the music. You have to be electric when you're singing funk music.
Yeah, imagine if you were just stood there and being like, with the voice like yours, and you were just like, deadpan face.
Yeah.
It would be not, wouldn't work. It just wouldn't work.
Can someone get me a stool? I'm now about to sing a James Brown number.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
Dun, 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 dun. I'm just going to sit
get
on this
up,
stool.
Literally.
Get on up now, Ashton. Please.
So, yeah, I bring the energy. Some people say to me, how come you say, what drugs are you on? No, it's not drugs. It's just...
Life.
It's life. It's the music. It sounds so cheesy, didn't it? It's the music.
No,
it is,
but
it is the music.
But funnily enough, I get it as well when I, because I DJ. I don't play music. I couldn't sing if you paid me. But I get this thing that comes over me that I become like this complete insane person. It's quite terrifying, really. And it is the music because it gasses you up. But I think it's not actually the music. It's how the music's making people feel.
Right.
So you can see what how they're reacting to you, and that gasses you to even go further.
When the audience is pumped, the whole show goes to another level. And we did a show last year at a festival called Homegrown Festival, and this lady came up to me afterwards and she said, you know what, I need to tell you, I'm not to bring the tone down, but she said, my best friend committed suicide last week. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. But she said, the only thing that was sort of making me feel happy for the next week was that I knew that I was going to come to your show, and for an hour and a half, I was just going to be able to forget about it and enjoy myself.
And
it touched me so much. But it's just, the music does that to people.
That
you know?
Is so beautiful, Ashton. I can't. There's no words. I'm so sorry for her loss, but how wonderful to hear that for
you. Right. It is. And it just makes you remember why you do it.
That is why you're doing this. That is why you're here. And that is, again, just that one comment keeps you going for the rest of your career. Like, it's like you really don't need any other comments. Like, if that one person has had their life kind of changed by you.
Yeah.
It's all about that energy and that vibe and that moment that you share with those people. And you really, realistically, it's only in those moments that you see what it is that you're doing for other people.
That's right. It's only when you're on that stage and you're connecting on that level. Everyone's at the same point in time. You know, it's just a moment. And when you're looking at, and everyone's got smiles on their faces. And if you're performing a song for the first time, and by the second chorus they're singing along with it, you think to yourself, these people are with me, you know?
But that's what music is as well. I think there is, you know, with pop music and stuff, pop music is now so, it's become the pop music that it always should have been. And it always was originally when it was like, when David Bowie was pop music and like that was pop. It's, and the Beatles is pop, you know. Now pop music has gone back to, it doesn't matter what the genre is, it's about what people enjoy about music. So if people are enjoying your music, it's pop music because they are having a good time and they can sing along.
Absolutely.
And they can get involved with you.
Yeah.
You
and
know?
It crosses age boundaries and demographics and everything. When you look at the stats on all of the streaming sites, some people say, okay, so what's your you know, age demographic? They're like 25%, you know, from 18 to 60.
Yeah.
I think that's when you know that the music that you're putting out is just, can be eaten by anyone.
Yeah.
You know?
Eaten.
Oh, no, I did it again.
I need to go for dinner with you, man.
Let's do it.
I think it would be amazing.
Let's do it.
So are you excited for the release? September the 13th, Toast is coming out.
September the 13th.
You can pre-order it now on iTunes and all streaming platforms. Plus, on top of that, there's vinyls available on your website.
We've got vinyl and also CD, if anyone's into that as well.
Yeah.
AshtonJones.com. You can pre-order all of that stuff.
And you're doing a few gigs as well coming up.
Yes, we've got Kansas Smitty's in London on the 31st of October.
Yeah.
We're doing a funky Halloween special there.
Oh, dreams.
That's going to be good. Come to that.
Yes.
Come to it. And we're also doing Cambridge Jazz Festival in November.
Yeah.
Which is cool, at the Cambridge Junction.
Which is, did you say you did that?
We did Cheltenham Jazz Festival.
Okay. Yeah. So you got those two coming up. But so that's going to be following the album. So you're going to be in full album mode then.
Full album mode. Yeah.
Tell me, is there still a little bit of butterflies for you ahead of the album, or are you feeling chill about it now? It's quite far. It's a month away.
A month away. And, you know, stuff is starting to now kind of gear up and grind away, and promo stuff is going out and all the rest of it. So I'm chill at the moment. I think when it's released, and I get to see the reactions from people and the press and everything else, then I'll probably feel a little bit apprehensive. But at the moment, I'm cool.
Well, it's really interesting because when I read the press release, there's one part that was my favourite thing ever, and it says, this is an urgent debut record. And I just really made me even more excited because it was like, this is urgent. You need to know about this now. It's like when someone rings you in your office and says, this is urgent. You need to come in here. This is urgent.
This is urgent. You must hear this.
You must. Ashton Jones, this is urgent.
It's imperative.
Yeah.
Like, put everything else on hold. Listen to Toast.
Are you an urgent person?
Yes. I'm quite urgent.
Yeah.
I'm quite urgent. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, I am, I suppose.
Because I think it's a really good way to describe it. Because it's not, I mean, I don't think the music is urgent. I think the music is not urgent. But it's an exciting moment. It's urgent. It's an urgent moment.
I think it's just now. It's ready. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? It's ready to go. People should pre-order it and then get it on the day. And I don't think they're going to be disappointed because it's just urgent.
Perfect music for vinyl players also.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's that kind of 70s, 80s throwback style that people can put on the vinyl, listen to some funk. But like you said, it's done in a modern way as well.
Oh my God, it's totally modern. But it's modern, it's not too modern.
Mm.
And it's not too kind of old school.
Old school, yeah, yeah.
It's the perfect middle ground where you could be listening to something that's old school or you could be listening to something from 2019.
Mm.
And that's what's nice about it, is it's got that. But also, I think in terms of festival bookings and stuff, I think this is just prime real estate of wonderful, feel-good energy that you guys would bring, and especially with such a big amount of you and your big personality on stage. I think it's just, I haven't seen it yet, but I can imagine it's amazing.
It is. It's cool. Festivals is where it's at. For me personally, I love festivals. It's where I get my rocks off. It's amazing. I love it. So if I could do festivals all year round, then
the
I'm
love
cool.
is in the festival as well.
Yeah.
What's on your festival rider? Because I always like to ask this to people.
It's not that bad. I mean, a meal for everyone.
Yeah. Food. Yeah.
Food again. A bottle of Courvoisier.
Oh, here we go.
Some diet. No, Coke Zero. Some Coke Zero.
Oh, doesn't like the sugar in his Coke.
No, you know, I'm trying to watch my weight.
Yeah. We need that.
Some water. And, you know, some general stuff.
Yeah.
We're no big stars, you know, that's
Courvoisier. Everybody's singing now.
That's right.
I think that's a good... Listen, even if you don't like Courvoisier, it's a very cool drink to order.
Yeah, just have it on the rider anyway.
Yeah. Because honestly, it tastes to me like complete dog poo.
What do you have it with? Do you drink it straight?
I just don't drink it because it tastes horrible. You can smell it from about 6 miles away.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Do you like it?
Yeah,
do you have it on its own? No, you have it with Coke Zero.
I'm not that badass, man. It's Coke Zero. Yeah, it has to be Coke Zero on the rocks.
I'm a basic bitch. I just have vodka.
What, just myself?
No, I'm not that cool.
Jeez.
Vodka and Diet Coke, babes.
Okay.
All right. You're judging me now, aren't you? All right, then. Okay. Well, it's been lovely to meet you and have you in the studio. It sounds like it. Hopefully, we're going to try and do something live soon, but obviously with 10 of you all together or
there's nine of
you.
Of us all together.
Oh, okay, all together as nine.
But we can strip it back. If you want to bring us in and we do a stripped up.
Listen,
stripped
I'd love
up
that.
Thing.
So maybe when you release the album, we can come and do a little preview track.
Let's do that. We'll go for dinner as well and we can talk more about food.
Oh my God, we can toast
yes.
whilst eating toast.
Incredible.
Ugh, the scenes.
Can't wait.
So we're going to play Hard Work Dedication, which is the latest single. It's from the album. Make sure you go and pre-order it and then you get a couple of tracks, little gift that you can take away right now. And then September the 13th is when the album's going to be out. Thank you so much for coming in. Do you want to introduce Hard Work Dedication for us?
Yeah, thanks for having me. This is Hard Work Dedication and we are the Ashton Jones Project.
Basia. Oh, I said that right. Bassie.
Yeah.
Yes, right. Smashed it. Because it could be Nikita Basie.
It could. That would probably be cooler.
Bring
actually.
Up the bass. How are you, babe?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very good. We're going to be playing. We're going to be playing live Saturn in a minute, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
That's very exciting. Do you like playing live? It's quite weird, to random, to play live in a radio studio, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a new thing for me.
Is
for
this
sure.
is this the first time you've done a live performance?
I've done one on Tuesday, but that was the first.
Oh my god! So this is real. This is real new territory. Well, it's your debut single, so. It's early doors.
Yeah.
How are you feeling ahead of the, like, now you've released it, how are you feeling? How's the, what's the reaction been like?
Yeah, it's been great. It's been so much better than I expected because I love the song and I just was so keen to put it out there. I knew it was, like, felt really good to me, but I didn't know whether other people would like.
Yeah, of course. You never know, do you?
No.
And that, sadly, that feeling never goes, does it? Like, I think a lot of artists say that they feel that for the whole of their careers, you
yeah.
know? But it's, you know, it's an exciting feeling as well.
Yeah, it's been great.
You wrote it, I read, before you'd fallen in love.
Yeah.
And I found that really interesting. So you kind of were like writing about sort of Disney romantic experience. Mm-hmm. But since then, you've kind of had more experience. Do you feel, looking back, do you feel any differently about the track? Like, do you look at it and be like, oh, it's really cute that I felt like that? Or do you look at it like, this is still how I feel? This is absolutely representation.
I think it's like, it was a bit of a dreamy idea of love. It was kind of like, everything's perfect all the time and there's rainbows and butterflies.
Well, that's what we all think, isn't it?
Yeah.
At first.
But I mean, obviously, it's more than that. It's a lot more complex than that and it's better than that. But yeah, it's definitely different than how, it's different.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because I think there's a lot of artists, you know, you write when you're, especially when you're starting out, you're writing about things that, you have experience, but you're going to experience it in a different way at that moment than you are in 5 years' time or 10 years' time, because the growth and the change in your life is going to affect it, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like it was kind of, what's the word? Maybe puppy love. You know when people are in love when they're little and they're like hi and they just say hi at the playground and they're like, we're going out now.
Yeah. Which is the best kind of love. That is the real beautiful, sweet, like nothing, doesn't mean anything. Yeah. It's just really cute and you're just telling everyone that he's your boyfriend or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell us a little bit about the production on the track, because I know you like to, like, what's your style? Because it was originally self-produced and then you worked with Kors on it. Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah. So I can produce a little bit. Yeah. I'm not amazing at production, but I like the fact that I can put some instruments together.
Don't put yourself down. Like, there's no such thing. Like, you're up and coming for one, so you're learning. But also, it's amazing that you're doing any kind of production.
No, thanks.
You know, anyone. I mean, for me, it's completely out of my comfort zone. Like, I have no idea how, when I watch other people producing in studios or whatever, I'm like, whoa. Like, it's an amazing thing to do, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I love the fact that I can produce a little bit, but say I can use this software called Logic, which you've probably heard of. I can use that a little bit, whereas if I look at Core Studio, I could not navigate any of that stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, but I'm really happy that I have that so I can show someone what's in my head with music rather than trying to explain what sound I want or, you know.
And how did you two get together on the track?
I look for some producers online. I Instagram messaged some people and asked if they wanted to meet and talk about the tracks. Obviously, I had them as kind of bass ideas.
Yeah.
And then when I met Kors, it just felt, we got on well and I could tell, I had a really good feeling that he was going to really transform them to what I wanted.
Yeah, and you got the vibe with him that it was the right, because he's worked with like Solange, Gorgon City, The Streets, like good track record to be working with someone like that.
Yeah, amazing track record. But he also loves working with people that are just starting out, so that was great for me.
And also, that is quite amazing because in terms of the music industry, a lot of people are, it's about money. Mm-hmm. Whereas actually, if you've got someone that's willing to take a chance on you or that just likes your music and is willing to, it doesn't matter about the fact that it's your first song or your 10th song, you know, that's a really nice thing to know about someone.
He just loves music.
Yeah. Do you think you'll work with him again?
Yeah, I hope so. I'd love to make an album. I'd love to do loads more tracks with him.
Do you know what the plan is next after this? Because now the single's dropped. Are you going to?
Yeah, I've got another single out next Thursday.
Oh, wow.
And then I've got an EP out the month after.
Oh, wow. So it's all go from here.
Sorry, September.
Do you know what's... Can you tell us anything about next week's track?
Yeah, it's a little bit more dancey.
Ooh.
A little bit more energy than Saturn.
Nice.
Yeah, it's still the same kind of sound, but it's just got a different feel to it.
Okay, perfect. Well, I think we should have a little bit of Saturn in the studio right now. Mm-hmm. So you guys are going to perform it live. Rich is here. I'm just checking which number is Rich on? Two. Hi, Rich. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good. Okay, well, let's get it going. I'm going to shut up now. And do you want to introduce it, Nikita, so everyone knows?
Yes, this is my debut track. It's called Saturn. But you're saying you don't wanna lose. If you say it, you got me confused. When you took my heart with your diamond guard, and you left your mark with the softest scars, would you play an ad boy or break the news? But my love, your touch is silver on my skin, my love. Your hand in mine is like satin. But you're saying you don't feel secure. I don't know what I can say to make you sure. But boy, you're just in love, but then doubled up again to my love, and you saying it off the scale. What you're playing at, you could don't be more. But my love, ooh, your touch is silver on my skin, my love. Your hand in mine is like satin. Oh, you're like satin. Ooh, I don't know how to put into other words. No, no. Ooh, don't you go away. I hope you will bother to work out my mind. Touch is silver on my skin, and your hand in mine is like satin. Oh, you're like satin.
Big up Rich on the guitar as well. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Vocals on point. Like, hi. Oh my God. It was really stunning because it's hard to do one of those like very, 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 very stripped back performances, isn't it? Because mm-hmm. you're kind of like, also it's like just me in here and you're so confident and like chill with it. That's such a great thing.
Oh, thanks.
To be like, I just couldn't go into a room and just have to sing at everyone. It's like, it's scary. But you sound amazing. The vocals are beautiful. And I love the track as well. It's really lovely. And I'm looking forward to the next single next week.
Well, thank you.
We're looking for a... we've got a dancey one coming, and then the EP is coming in September.
Yeah.
Can you tell us what next week's single's called, or are you not allowed?
I can tell you. It's called Rescue.
Ooh, Rescues. Rescue's the next banger. So we're excited for that. Nikita, thank you so much for coming in. It's been a pleasure. And Rich, lovely to meet you.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we look forward to hearing the EP when it comes out. So you're going to pop back and see us in the studio, because that was such a beautiful performance. We need to hear more from you, 100%.
I would love to come back.
Perfect. All right, babes. We'll see you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
I could sip on you like gin and tonic all day. It's a habit and I need it in the worst way. You remind me of old school love and Joe to say, with some classic Marvin Gaye. Can't hold it against you, hold it against you. I'm acting a fool, but nobody does it better. I don't want your love to wear off. And I could stay like this all night. Cause I don't know what you do, but it's right. Oh, cause it feels like there's a million seas washing over me, running through my mind, baby.
Presents
Access All Areas.
This is the busiest little studio in the land today.
We've got the absolutely gorgeous Love Island star, Jordan Rian.
Hi, Jordan Rian. She's in the house.
Well, I've just seen your phone ringing with a certain name on it.
What is the name?
Danny. What's going on now?
We are together.
Are you an official couple? Were you upset that Danny contacted some of the exes from the show?
No.
Gosh, I wish I was like you. Every Thursday at 6 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Another guilty beat.
Jigga buzz. Nasty. Yeah. Ever look a thing that would do?
them other guys cannot do. When we step on the dance floor, they feel in my dancer. You already know it's a groove, yeah, yeah. Every little thing that you do, them other girls cannot do. So when we step on the dance floor, they feel in the dancer. You already know it's a groove, yeah, yeah, yeah. Gally, make it bounce. Gally, make it bounce. Gally, make it bounce. Come on, get this bounce. Gally, make it bounce. Gally, make it bounce. Gally, make it bounce. Come on, get this bounce. Every little thing like Badu. All the boy cannot do. Them jiggas ain't fly like I do. Then get into the bag like I do. Bubble, bubble. You know we supporting when we link up, yeah, yeah. No trouble, trouble. When you see me at the bottom, make a drink up, yeah, yeah. Every single girl wanna move. Baby girl said she in love with the crew. I can never lie, I'm in love with you too. If I was a girl, I'd be loving me too, yeah. Gally, make it bounce. Gally, make it bounce. Gally, make it bounce. Come on, get this bounce. Gally, make it bounce. Gally, make it bounce. Gally, make it bounce. Come on, get this bounce.
Every little style that we boss, they wanna try copy us. I don't want them under one of us, but they try to leave man across. Top shelf vibe is a must. Don't get left behind in my dust. Said the only way we're climbing is up. We don't wanna mess nothing up. The style that we bust, wanna waiting. When I get a crep, every color waiting. We ain't out here living off the other day's win. We just keep it pushing, all my brothers, they're kings.
Every little thing that we do, them other guys cannot do. When we step on the dance floor, they feel in my dancer. You already know it's a groove, yeah, yeah. Every little thing that you do, them other girls cannot do. So when we step on the dance floor, they feel in the dancer. You already know it's a groove, yeah, yeah, yeah. Gally, make it bounce. Gally, make it bounce. Gally, make it bounce. Come on, get this bounce. Gally, make it bounce. Gally, make it bounce. Gally, make it bounce. Come on, get this bounce. And the only way is up. And your girl really wanna give me top. Pull up in the fast car, you know it's a drop. Playboy car, you got my jiggas million rock. RIP to my jiggas, I done lost. VIP when we pull up to the spot. We don't show ID when we pull up in the club. It's a Rocky, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Every little thing that we do, them other guys cannot do. When we step on the dance floor, they feel in my dancer. You already know it's a groove, yeah, yeah. Every little thing that you do, them other girls cannot do. So when we step on the dance floor, they feel in the dancer. You already know it's a groove, yeah, yeah, yeah. Gally, make it bounce. Gally, make it bounce. Gally, make it bounce. Come on, get this bounce. Gally, make it bounce. Gally, make it bounce. Gally, make it bounce. Come on, get this bounce.
Boom, Kid of Cuds. Esther Flatters and Reese Jackson are here. What's up, guys?
Hey, hey, hey.
How are we doing?
Yeah, good. Thanks for having us today.
No, it's a pleasure. We're going to be talking about the Judgment Free Friend Zone, or JFFZ.
Yeah, it's less of a mouthful that way.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about this, because it's all about promoting new artists, which I'm really excited about. Like, anything that promotes up-and-coming artists, which is what we do on the show, is exciting to me. But tell me a little bit about the backstory.
Okay, so Judgment Free Friend Zone started in 2017 with me and my old business partner. We're actually an R&B and hip-hop duo ourselves, and
Sick.
We wanted to create like a platform where not only we could like perform and showcase our music, but like we were meeting so many like dope artists when we were like on the open mic circuit along the way, that we were just like, well, why don't we just put on our own night? Because, you know, you go and do the open mic and you'll be like R&B, folk, like dance, and it's like it didn't mix for us, so we were like, right, let's just make it like R&B, hip-hop, neo-soul, rap, and yes, also like it's the creme de la creme.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What? You know,
the creme de la creme, baby.
Oh, she's got her accent on. I like it.
Yeah, so it's these guys that are like, they haven't yet broken, but they're gonna break. Trust.
And
like,
you've got one this Saturday.
We've got one this Saturday.
So 17. Who's performing this Saturday?
Well, this lovely gentleman sat right next to him.
Who? Reese is going to be doing a freestyle in a minute, aren't you, babe?
Yeah, that's me.
And you're performing this Saturday. Who else is on the lineup?
So we've got an R&B singer called Chrissy Day, who you're going to hear a little bit.
Yeah, we're going to play her song at the end of the interview, aren't we? Yeah, I'm going to check that we've got it. Yeah. No, yes, we do. Down. We're going to play Down.
Yeah.
Sick.
And we've also got an R&B singer called Enrico Dells as well, who we actually go way back. We went to uni together, did music.
Lovely.
And he was a MOBO award winner, actually. He did, like, an unsigned act. So, and yeah, and we've got Modulation, who's this kind of, like, conscious grime rapper.
Sick.
From South London. And
shout out, Mudgy.
Oh, this is nice.
Yeah, and I just organised the whole thing. And
how stressful is that, though? Because organising nights is horrible.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, I get to pick my favourite artists. I get them to play the music that I really like, and I really I have a lot of time for them, because I really believe in these guys. You know, they're super talented. They really deserve the platform. And one thing that I really, like, try and figurehead about Judgment of Your Friend Zone is that it's not like any other night. It's a really intimate, homegrown environment where everyone that plays becomes part of our collective. It's a family. Like, my mum does the door. My best friend
hosts
the night.
Mum.
Yeah, she does. Sadly, she's not on this event.
What?
I know. She's gone to some, like, college reunion.
Oh, my God. Mum's busy. Mum's too busy for you.
I know, right? And it's my birthday party one as
well. What? Mum?
I know.
Come on. that's lovely. And also, it's just wonderful to hear about a night that is focusing on kind of like R&B, hip-hop, grime artists, a safe space for them to come and play.
Safe space, yeah.
And like you said, because obviously I don't do open mic, I never would have realised that in open mics there's that kind of, as you say, dilution of all different genres, so none of it's cohesive. So the people sat there might not, it might be like, oh, this isn't quite, like, you can't really get involved because there's too many different genres or two stark differences between the genres. So it sounds like you've kind of hit the nail on the head with this one.
Yeah, I think so. And it's really kind of gathering momentum now. We get lots of people, like, reaching out to us, like, wanting to be part of it. And something that's really important for me as well, because I consider myself a feminist, and I'm really figureheading, again, like, female empowerment within my event. So it's female-led. So, say, my mum does the door, my best friend hosts the night, my events assistant is female, and I'm also using it as a platform for young black women specifically to showcase their creative side, whether that's performing as artists or, like, doing photography, being a sound engineer. I really try and you know, keep that at the forefront. That's really important to me, because, you know, in the music industry, especially in the tech side of it, something like 5% of the industry is by women, especially black women. So, like, I really kind of, like, put a shout out, like, this is a space, and I want as many young black women to come and, like, get involved with what we're doing. So, yeah, I want people to reach out to me.
It's crazy important as well.
It's crazy important, and
the fact that you're kind of promoting that, and as well, which means that people can hear that and go, right, I do want to come down, I do want to experience that, I want to be part of this.
Yeah,
I want to be part of a collective where the music's going to be sick,
yeah,
and the vibe's going to be sick, but also you're putting people in positions to promote an equality in the music industry that is on its way, but not necessarily happening immediately. So the more we do, the more it's going to be equal, basically.
Yeah, 100%. It's so, so important. And I feel really lucky and fortunate to be able to be in a position where I'm able to do that. And I'm getting recognised for doing that as well. Like, it's so, I can't, it's just so, it's such a fulfilling feeling to have that. And, you know, it's just such a great vibe, because I can just reach out to anyone. Like, I just saw a video of Reese, like, performing on like, actually some little, like, freestyle or something you were doing, and I was like, this guy's dope.
Oh, thank you.
And oh yeah, that's another thing, like, when I'm looking for my artists, I know, like, within the first 10 seconds if I'm going to book them or not.
What, when you talk to them?
No, when I see the video.
Oh, really?
Or I hear the song, yeah. Like, I don't know, I can just see it, I can feel it. I'm like, yeah, I want this person.
No, because obviously I do the show, and I have, like, between 4 and 7 artists a show, and that's a lot of time to listen to a lot of music. And I actually sometimes only have time to listen to 30 seconds, but usually I only need 30 seconds to know if it's a banger or not.
Yeah.
Like, it's you have to capture people in the first 30 seconds. That's the whole
really
point.
Yeah.
Reese, how excited are you for this Saturday?
I mean, like, it's whatever. No, I'm joking. No, it's just whatever. You know, I mean, it's what I do, man. No, I'm joking. I'm super excited, man. I always love performing anyway. Like, performing is just life.
Yeah,
like, it's actually life.
And you, like, Esther found you on Instagram. Do you think that social media has really kind of helped you be discovered by people, get your music out there, get your freestyles seen, you know, because it's just a platform where people can, anyone can look at your stuff.
Of course, of course.
Yeah?
Definitely.
And do you use it a lot for that? Do you send your music out through Instagram or?
Yeah, most of like my freestyles and songs, because everything I do, I write myself.
Yeah. No ghostwriters in here.
No. I could be your ghostwriter though. Hit me up.
Yeah.
Hit me up.
Well, on that note, should we do a little freestyle then?
Oh,
all right. Oh, okay. So, Paul, can you pull the mic up like this, and then it's right up so we can hear you? Do you want me to? I can do this.
Oh yeah, that would be amazing.
I'm going to do the social media. Are we live?
Here we go. In the studio.
We live up in here on Fubar Radio. Okay, so I'm going to go. Mm-hmm. All right, you ready?
I don't know what's going to come out of my mouth, but we're finna find out.
Oh, I'm excited. Let's go.
My show, it's Reese Jackson on Fubar Radio, yeah. And I'm here to sing for you today, yeah. I'ma go high, cause you know I'm really great. And you, I feel so good, I feel so. My show for Saturday. I hope that you were there. Hope that you got to see.
Rubbish. I like turkey and jam. No mushrooms, no ham. No bacon, it's not a munch. Coming with the cookie crunch. I got water, H2O. And I know you like my flow. And I'm with the people. And I know you like my fro. For the people that can see it. Pick it out, I pick it out. Go, go, go see me. Shout it out and shout it out. Don't know what I'm saying, but I don't really care. Cause I'm catching on the vibe. And I'm wishing you were there. Yo, Reese Jackson, random freestyle. Channel-ish and all that jazz. And come to the show this Saturday. And yeah, man, just come support the vibes, man, like everyone, man. You know? And catch me on my Instagram, Reese Jackson Music. Peace, y'all.
Hey! That was sick. That was sick. My arm's gone dead because it was so good. I was filming that whole time. I was like, I'm sorry if that filming was slightly bumpy because I was grinding to it, baby. That took me straight back to the 90s. Like, your vocals are like the R&B, like, oh, it just...
Oh, thank you.
Proper R&B is really coming back where it's like the, like... I was going to try and do it, then I'm not.
Do it.
It's like, oh, oh. Yeah, I can't do it. But you did it, and it was beautiful, beautiful vibes.
Bum, 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 bum.
So what's in store for your performance on Saturday? What tunes are you going to play? Do you know, or are you going to do freestyles? How does it go? How does it roll for Reese?
Well, I don't do freestyles at shows unless like someone's like, hey, do a freestyle. And I'd be like, okay.
Well, you just did it, and it was sick, so.
I mean, at shows. I'm going to do, like, all my exclusive tracks. So the tracks that are going to be coming out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so what have you got coming for the next few months? Tell the people.
Okay, so I recently came back from West Hollywood doing stuff with my music, connecting with my fans out there and stuff. So we're just going to go to the past and then go to the future.
Oh, okay.
And for the next couple of months, just put out a couple of singles. I'll probably put out like maybe two or three singles, maybe plan for a video in the beginning of next year.
Nice.
And stuff. And just get more videos out, keep performing, and try just, you know, get festivals and stuff. Just plan for next year. Now is the time to plan for next year.
Absolutely. It's very exciting. And so this Saturday costs £10 if you buy it online.
Yeah, if you buy it online, and then on the door it's £15.
Which is like, you know, it's only a five or more, but it's better to pre-plan.
It is better
to encourages plan. People to do that as well.
It does. Yeah.
I hate planning anything.
It does.
But doing things like that does encourage me to.
Yeah.
And look, I mean, not this Saturday, but most Saturdays it's your mum and you don't want to mess with your mum.
Yeah, and you can't miss my mum. She's got like rainbow coloured hair, she's like got loads of tattoos and everything.
Amazing.
She's special,
but she's away for this one, which I'm gutted for. But
yeah, but my best mate Tribe Talawa, who is the host, is going to be she's going to be hosting it, and
oh sick.
Yeah, she's a badass.
And so it's going to be a real vibe, and it's going to also, it's exciting. I saw on Reese's Instagram Live, there's people commenting like, thanks for talking about the inequality in the music industry, it's very important.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a question that I think is something that also I'd love to talk to you about is the fact that I think it's really important that you, you know, as a person of talking for people of colour,
mm-hmm.
you know, as a white person, it's really important for you to be like promoting and trying to bring equality for people of colour as well. Is that something that...
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, like, it's really important for me to be constantly checking in with my privilege.
Yeah.
And... you know, I really try and use that privilege to do the best that I can, and I listen to you know, what my friends of colour say that they want and what they need, and just listen. You know, I'm not trying to give anybody tell them what to do or anything like that. I'm just listening and being there and creating that space for them to express themselves and
mm-hmm.
and how they want to put themselves across, and just help create the opportunity with the privilege that I have.
And Reese, would you consider yourself a feminist? Because boys can be feminists too. Well, boys are feminists. Anyone can be a feminist.
That's true. I mean, I'm very much for standing up for like females' rights and everything.
Well, you're a feminist then, my friend.
Oh, okay. Mm. Well, I was about to say, I don't know if I should be able to call myself one, but apparently I am. I'm a feminist, guys.
You can call yourself a feminist if you support the equal rights of men and women and anyone who identifies with any gender. You just believe, because that's the whole point, is it's not trying to overtake another person, whether it's to do with the color of your skin, your gender, your sexuality. It's about bringing everybody up to the equal level.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
and all
me.
Having a party when you get there.
100%.
The party's important as well.
100%.
And things like this are really important. I really, honestly, Judgment Free Friend Zone is an important project, and I really think it's wonderful that you're working on it.
Thank you.
I think it's an awesome moment, and I hope it goes stratospheric.
Thank you so much.
Honestly, it's lovely to hear about people doing something for other people, because you're an artist yourself, as you say. You're in different, you know, you do stuff on your own, you've done stuff with other people, but you're here doing this for other artists, which is the most important thing. Do you perform ever yourself?
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be the fifth event that we've done, and it's the second event that I've not played at.
Okay.
Because I was on sabbatical. Sabbatical, is that the word to call it?
Yeah.
I was living in Southeast Asia for a year.
Oh, like, nice.
Last year. So I like took a bit of a step back, and I was like reassessing what it is that I wanted to do with my life, and mm-hmm. what was important. And, you know, I've worked in the industry for the best part of sort of like 15 years now. And I've had lots of different crazy opportunities, from being a jazz pianist in a 5-star hotel in Vietnam to, like, you know, performing at Notting Hill Arts Club, like headlining with Raksu, you know, the boy band that did
X-Men. Yeah, they've been on the show.
Yeah, they have. They were actually the first event that we did, which was April 2017, because we met them. We were like on the same gigs as them for the best part of sort of like maybe like 6 months or something.
Yeah.
And we did a few shows together, and I was like, guys, do you want to come and like get involved in the first show? They're like, yeah, definitely. So, and so something else that's like a little bit special about the way that we do it, rather than having like a lineup of you're playing at this time, set times, and whatnot, we just pull out the names on stage. So we do a little drum roll, because no one knows who's going to play at what time. And then we get everybody to stay and support one another. So it's
that's
not
great.
Just, yeah.
Because it is, it does happen. You know, that, to be fair, is something that is difficult to change because you are, people want to know what time a certain person is. But yeah, it's such a great way for this event specifically, which is about equality and about raising awareness for people who are up and coming with their music. It's such a great way to kind of, because if you're paying a tenner to get in, you might as well stay for everybody. So you got to get there. What time do you get there?
I get there at 5:30.
Exactly. No, no, as in like when people arrive.
Sorry. Yeah, people, the doors are at like 7:30.
Yeah, so 7:30, you've got a full night of music ahead of you. Yeah. And it's cheap and you're going to see loads of different artists and it's going to be a bit of fun because you never know who you're going to see.
Yeah, exactly.
Exciting. Exactly. Well, it sounds wonderful, Esther. Well done you creating it. And Reese, sounds like it's going to be a sick night on Saturday.
Yes, sir.
Get those vocals out. Play them around all over the stage.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, tell me first.
Guys, thank you so much. Oh, tell me a little bit about who we're going to play now. Chrissy Day, who's performing on Saturday.
Okay, yeah, Chrissy Day. Like, again, I found her on Instagram. Like, we all, I mean, our scene, like R&B and hip hop scene in London is actually pretty small. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody knows everybody. And I was actually working with the singer on the last event called Rochelle Williams, and she's like 18 or 19.
Shout out Rochelle.
She's a baby, but oh my god, her voice is phenomenal. And she's really good at promoting young black women as well. So in her stories, and she posted a thing about Chrissy, and I was like, oh my god,
let's get her.
Yeah, let's get her on. So
sick. Well, we're gonna play Down by Chrissy Day right now. Reese, thank you so much for your freestyle.
Thank you.
Good luck on Saturday, guys. I hope it goes well. Everybody, make sure you go and buy tickets for Judgment Free Friend Zone, JFFZ. Where can everyone get tickets?
Go to our Instagram. It's Judgment Free Friend Zone on Instagram.
All one word. Go and check it out. Make sure you follow. Stay in touch because there's going to be more events.
They're about once every 3 months.
Perfect.
Yeah, but we'll be announcing the next date soon.
Ooh, exciting. Yeah. All right, this is Down, Chrissy Day. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take a pull and you're easy. Meditating on my energy, it's intentional. And I don't waste no time is slipping, dripping in your essence. I feel you sipping on my elements. I promise you'll feel better if you're hydrated on this. I got what you need and you already know.
you, babe?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm really good. It's lovely to have you here. We're going to be chatting a little bit about drama. We're going to play that in a minute. Yay. That's your latest track. It's doing really well. It's getting a proper buzz off it. Did you expect that when you dropped it?
I was hoping for that.
Yeah. Always hoping.
I was hoping for that, yes. It was a lot of hard work. It took us like 5 months to release it, to be honest. So
yeah, but it does, the better the music, the longer it takes to kind of like, you know, you need to let it all work itself out.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm so happy. I'm so happy with the response. People say it's their favorite track so far out of all of my songs.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Well, tell me a little bit about the backstory of this track. You say it took a little time. What was the sort of, how did it all start? What was the journey of it?
Well, I actually wrote it in January.
Yeah, wow.
And literally, my producer sent me the beat. I was just driving, so I started writing. The first thing that came
While you were driving?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, I was just...
Multitasking.
So the hook came into my head. I was like, no drama. I think I was just like, you know what? It's New Year. I don't want no drama in my life this year. Okay.
How well has that gone?
Well, this year's been quite up and down, you know. It has been.
But look, listen, sometimes it's very difficult to avoid the drama.
It is.
But listen, you take the rough with the smooth, 100%. The ups with the downs.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it's all about. So yeah, you started writing in Jan and then...
Yeah, and then we were trying to film it outdoors in February. That's when it was really windy and cold and snowy.
That's not like England. Oh wait, yes it is.
So we had to refilm some bits like 2 months later. So that's what I think, just all that whole process took a bit long, but yeah, we managed to do it. We literally, it was raining that day, so we were just waiting for the rain to stop and quickly film. Then sit in the car, wait for the rain to stop, then quickly film.
Oh, my God.
Well, it was good. It was worth it then.
Yeah, it is worth it, but it's always that thing. I mean, listen, I'm a big fan of the Dodgems, but the Dodgems in the rain must have been a nightmare. Did you have to do that on the rainy day, or was that...
It's just because we obviously planned...
But you did do it. You had to just do it through the rain.
Yeah.
It looked like a lot of fun, though. Were you still having fun, even though it was wet?
No, 100%, because we had like a whole dance routine sorted out. So we were doing our little dancing routines. A lot of hair in our mouths.
Yeah, there was a lot of...
Windy.
Yeah. Listen, nothing wrong with eating a bit of hair, though, is there? But it seemed to kind of have a bit of a reminiscence, like it was a bit sort of like child, like reminiscent of like young love, kind of like child vibe. Not child, but like, you know, when you're a bit carefree.
Fun and date. Yeah, it was like me and my... boyfriend in the video going, boyfriend? Well, can't say boyfriend, the guy I met.
Yeah.
Going on a date, and we just kind of met like 2 weeks ago, and he was just acting a bit crazy, like in love with me already. So I just kind of said,
listen, it happens, babe. It happens. That's the lifestyle. That's the Miss Shah lifestyle. Are you a drama person? Do you find yourself surrounded by... Because I know like some people love the drama, some people don't. Are you a drama girl or a non-drama? Do you like to avoid the drama?
I like to avoid the drama. I think that's why I wrote this song too.
Yeah. But you never know, because sometimes people are like, you know, love a bit of drama.
I do like excitement.
Yes.
Excitement, but not drama. Maybe good drama.
Yeah.
Something happy and positive. I'll be like, yay.
Keep it to the good drama. That's what we're looking at in 2019. We want to live good drama, exactly. Or drama free. What are you working on now? What's the next track that you're working on?
I'm thinking to doing an EP because I've just been putting out singles at the moment. But again, I'm just looking for different sounds, because if you heard all of my songs, each song is a pop, but it has a fusion of other genres. Like the first one's a bit of reggaeton. The second one's electronic. Then I had done, which was more like mid-tempo. This one is a bit Afrobeat. So I'm just trying to... get more different sounds and explore myself as an artist as well.
What would you say were your biggest inspirations in musically? If you're saying that you kind of hop around with the genres, who or what are your biggest inspirations growing up musically?
Well, when I was growing up, I was listening to like Whitney, Lauryn Hill, Mariah, the Soul Divas.
Yeah.
But I think because I was you grew up in London, you listen to so much different music and cultures. And I kind of lived everywhere, in North, West, South, London.
Yeah.
So literally just music from everywhere. And right now, I don't know, I don't feel like there is a genre. I think there's just like great music. And I get inspired by everything from pop, hip hop, R&B, Afro beats, everything.
Is there any artists coming up right now that you could shout out that you really like listening to or you'd like to collab with?
I love Ray.
Yeah, love yeah. Ray.
I love to work with Ray.
I was just with her yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. I was in an interview with her for a show I do on Build, and she's a total babe. She really does love, and she loves working with other artists as well. She's a great, she's always been, she's a writer, first and foremost. That was the first thing. Well, she's always been an artist, but she writes a lot. So she loves getting in the studio with people. So put it out there, babes. Drop that girl an email right now.
Yes. I'm going to say, I know you.
Yeah, nah, she's a babe. She's a babe. She's a total babe. She loves getting in the studio with people.
No, I think she's amazing. I think she's so talented. I love the way she writes.
She writes very honestly about herself. How do you feel like that personally? Do you feel comfortable now to just write whatever, or is there some things that you won't write about because it's too personal?
Oh, I write whatever, yeah. 100%. Like, all the situation, all my songs, it's all real life situations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to just delve in and you just go, because sometimes it can be quite emotional to delve into those places, can't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. I think I still have a lot to explore. Like, if I was probably to do some really deep ballads and stuff, I think then I'll go a bit deeper.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely would.
There's a few more bangers to come before that, though, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you think the EP would be an upbeat bangers EP, yeah?
But I think I will throw, like, maybe a one or two ballads in there, yeah.
And you do covers on YouTube as well.
Yeah.
Which is a great way to get your vocals and your sort of vibe out there to people. And your covers have done really well, haven't they?
Yeah, I started doing covers about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I was just like, let me build a fan base.
Yeah, why not? And how did your fan base that you grew from the covers respond to your music?
They like it. It did take time to adjust because they're like, oh, okay. Because sometimes when you do covers for too long, you become a cover artist.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
But that's why I always made sure my covers are very different and they're not just like a karaoke cover.
No.
I always like to change up the genre and do it very different so they can still see the artist side of me, not just
which is important as well, because you don't just want to be the other person, you want to be you doing a version of what they've done. Because there was a point where it became like everybody, you know, was doing that, so you have to set yourself apart. You can't just be another person that's doing
100%. It 100%. That's why I was always like, how can I be different? And yeah, some two of my covers actually, they one was released in Tokyo.
Crazy. Amazing.
And one, I did like a jazzy version of Sam Smith, La La La. And that was released like on a ballroom album. They remixed it.
Amazing.
And again, I got like 300,000 views on YouTube.
Incredible.
As well.
Incredible.
And you just never know, even doing covers, like what can happen.
But I think that's the thing, is that the music industry now works in such a different way to how it did before, that you can do it's there's no rule book. The rule book got thrown out the window.
100%.
And you can put music out, and you can put it on YouTube, you can put it on SoundCloud, you can put it on iTunes, you can put it on Spotify, you can put it on any of these places, and one of them can pop off, which means that all of them will, or vice versa. You can kind of manipulate the industry to work for your better self, and doing stuff like covers, getting yourself a fan base, does help that, doesn't it?
Yes. And it's just, and actually opened a lot of doors for me as well, like shows and bookings, and just it's amazing.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. It all seems to be going really well, and I'm looking forward to the EP, which is going to be dropping this year or next year.
At some point, at the end of the year or beginning of next year.
Okay, so we just got to keep waiting. What's your, so we can find you at Miss Shah Official on everything.
Yes.
So everyone can keep locked about what you're doing.
Yeah, that's
for the next single. But we're going to play Drama now, because that's the one, because we don't want any drama.
No drama.
No drama. Thank you very much. But like, it's such a universal anthem for that reason, because no one wants drama.
I know, peace.
Peace only. Peace only and bumper cars, because that's what we want. Peace and bumper cars. Come on. And no men being crazy at us. No one either. Honestly, it's lovely to have you. You've got a great laugh and smile. So much positive energy coming from you. Do you want to introduce this for me, babe?
Yes. So this is Miss Shah's new single, Drama.
Yeah.
It's featuring Dizzy VC.
Yes.
Wasn't looking for no major thing, but then I met you and you moved to me. Boy, I let you hit me up for one drink, but I didn't really feel the party. Yeah, you're coming too strong for me. Now my friends, they all been asking why I am mentioning this new guy. Sounds like
spreading light. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't tell them you're in love with me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't wanna hear it, don't wanna hear it.
Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Just met like 2 weeks ago. I don't wanna know, I don't want no.
No drama. No, no drama. No drama.
I don't want no.
No, no drama.
Vocal Camellia. Tell her body so good for me to concentrate. Some time to meditate. Who would you let me demonstrate? How good you make me feel. Girl, you fine, I just wanna understand ya. Promise I won't put no one above ya. Hold you down, I would love you like no other. Cause that's how you make me feel. Yeah, I told your friends that I'm the new guy. Cause I saw the look you gave me when you looked in my eye.
Shah finishing off the show there for us. Thank you so much to all of our guests, Alakai Harley, the Ashton Jones Project, and Mr. Ashton Jones himself, Nikita Bassi, Esther, honestly, Anne Reese, of course, and then Miss Shah to finish us off. It's been a beautiful show today. Thank you, guys. I've got one more song for you, though, don't worry. I hope you've had a wonderful Thursday. Remember, Lizzie Cundy and Stephen Lang up next. So don't go anywhere. Just keep it locked to FUBAR Radio, because that is the most important place to be right now. Before we go, I thought this was really wonderful, so I wanted to mention it on the show. BTS are having a bit of a BRB. They've released a statement saying that management have released a statement saying they're giving a period of time off to the boys. And I think it's so important that we're that artists are doing this, because, you know, on the one hand, everybody, you know, is very vocal about when management and people don't support their artists needing time off and needing a break. But this is really, really wonderful that they've been given time, because looking at their schedule, Jesus, they literally are constantly on tour, like doing stuff. And it's exciting to hear that they're being looked after by their management. So big up to their management. And also, secondary, the thing I wanted to say before we go, Cardi B, who I've always, she's my president. You know, she's been taking a stab at politics with Bernie Sanders. Did anyone actually hear her riveting Instagram live about how she cleans her butthole? Because I think that should be on the presidential candidate manifesto, if you ask me. If you haven't seen it, go and check out that video, because it's very, very beautiful. So we're going to finish the show now. I'm going to finish it with a bit of JK, because this track is banging. It's called Chat, featuring Local, and we're going to play that in a little minute. But before we go, just big up to all the artists that have come in today, and make sure you're back here this time next week, because we are going to be doing more Harriet Rose show on FUBAR Radio. Stick around. Stephen Lang and Lizzie Cundy are up next. This track is called Chat, but don't chat through it. just listen, because that's rude. You shouldn't chat through people doing music. Stay locked if you've already. And remember, you can go and check out all of our interviews on YouTube. We've got some great ones up there, doing some great stuff. So make sure you go and check it out. More massive guests next week and a special surprise coming too. All right, bye.
I go back like Sun City ravers, when the bouncer said no trainers. Versace shirts and Moschino skirts, and the Alizé came in flavours. Smoke yield in little red papers, night shops cause there were no vapours. Enough complaints for the neighbours, well I say they're just haters. Cause I got gal them chat, man them chat, champagne chat, tracksuit chat, Gucci chat, bad boy chat. Bring it in and I'll bring it back. I got gal them chat, man them chat, champagne chat, tracksuit chat, Gucci chat, bad boy chat. Bring it in and I'll bring it back.
I said bring it in and I'll bring it back. Four missed calls, I'll ring him back. Give her this and then give him that. I got the gift to the guy with the wicked chat. Get a Sambuca and then lick it back. Lick off your head like a cricket bat. Rib full of green with a bit of fag. I said, yo, DJ, where the rhythm's at? I want classics. Champagne in plastic glasses. Gal them with the fattest asses. They go mad for the backstage passes. I stepped in with the vintage fabrics. Come true like Mr. Bombastic. I'm in this and we'll see you now. Weren't no Snapchat, never had gadgets. Lemonade, money, weeks, I say habits. But we still get by. I go back like Marty McFly. Ain't party till you party with I. When a club short man still party at mine. Yeah, we still get here. I go back like Marty McFly. Ain't party till you party with I. When a club short man still party at mine.
I go back like Sun City ravers, when a bouncer said no trainers. Versace shirts and Moschino skirts, and the Alizé came in flavours. Smoke yield in little red papers, night shops cause there were no vapours. Enough complaints for the neighbours, well I say they're just haters. Cause I got gal them chat, man them chat, champagne chat, tracksuit chat, Gucci chat, bad boy chat. Bring it in and I'll bring it back. I got gal them chat, man them chat, champagne chat, tracksuit chat, Gucci chat, bad boy chat. Bring it in and I'll bring it back.
I love chilling with people who don't smoke yield, cause then I got more of it. I might pop champagne and pour a bit. I might fly around there and explore a bit. I love chilling with people who don't show greed, cause they can have all of it. And if I like it, swipe it, order it. You can have that one cause I'm bored of it. I love raving, I'm not saying hello when I'm waving. I'm still spending my dough, I'm not saving. And they follow the road that I'm paving. I don't know one thing about behaving. I ain't trying to go there if it's raining. You got gains, but what are you gaining? You spent the whole of the last year training. But I still put no doubt when I came in. Yeah, we still get gout. I go back like Keenan and Cow. Ain't one of them man to beat him and towel. Go my yard, man, don't need a hotel. Yeah, we still get gout. I go back like Keenan and Cow. Ain't one of them man to beat him and towel. Go my yard, man, don't need a hotel.
I go back like Sun City ravers, when a bouncer said no trainers. Versace shirts and Moschino skirts, and the Alizé came in flavours. Smoke weed in little red papers, night shops till there were no vapours. Enough complaints for the neighbours, well I say they're just haters. Cause I got gal them chat, man them chat, champagne chat, tracksuit chat, Gucci chat, bad boy chat. Bring it in and I'll bring it back. I got gal them chat, man them chat, champagne chat, tracksuit chat, Gucci chat, bad boy chat. Bring it in and I'll bring it back.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.